January, Communing with God. Jesus, our pattern, depended on prayer, January 1st. Who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear, NKJV. Evening is drawing on as Jesus calls to his side three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, and leads them across the fields, and far up a rugged path, to a lonely mountainside. The light of the setting sun still lingers on the mountaintop, and gilds with its fading glory the path they are traveling. But soon the light dies out from hill as well as valley, the sun disappears behind the western horizon, and the solitary travelers are wrapped in the darkness of night. Presently Christ tells them that they are now to go no farther. Stepping a little aside from them, the man of sorrows pours out his supplications with strong crying and tears. He prays for strength to endure the test in behalf of humanity. He must himself gain a fresh hold on omnipotence, for only thus can he contemplate the future. And he pours out his heart longings for his disciples, that in the hour of the power of darkness their faith may not fail. At first the disciples unite their prayers with his in sincere devotion, but after a time they are overcome with weariness, and, even while trying to retain their interest in the scene, they fall asleep. Jesus has told them of his sufferings, he has taken them with him that they might unite with him in prayer, even now he is praying for them. The Savior has seen the gloom of his disciples, and has longed to lighten their grief by an assurance that their faith has not been in vain. Now the burden of his prayer is that they may be given a manifestation of the glory he had with the Father before the world was, that his kingdom may be revealed to human eyes, and that his disciples may be strengthened to behold it. He pleads that they may witness a manifestation of his divinity that will comfort them in the hour of his supreme agony with the knowledge that he is of a surety the Son of God and that his shameful death is a part of the plan of redemption. His prayer is heard. While he is bowed in lowliness upon the stony ground, suddenly the heavens open, the golden gates of the city of God are thrown wide, and holy radiance descends upon the mount, enshrouding the Savior's form. Divinity from within flashes through humanity, and meets the glory coming from above. Arising from his prostrate position, Christ stands in godlike majesty. The soul agony is gone. His countenance now shines as the sun, and his garments are white as the light.